Welcome. Get ready to be intoxicated.
What is life? Why do we live? Or maybe it's more accurate to say we survive? More often than not, we find ourselves stuck in a loop we created ourselves. There's always something bothering us. Loans, family issues, relationship problems, work stress, school stress, the list goes on. If you think about it, anything can be a reason to worry, right? We can take the small thing and turn it into a big problem. We overthink and overthink until we are emotionally and physically drained. Maybe you've experienced this paradox. You are lonely and crave connection, but when you are in a relationship, you crave freedom. Or you really want something but can't afford it, so you take out a loan and then regret it every month as you pay it off. Even if you don't borrow and use your savings instead, the doubt still creeps in. Was it really worth it? Life is full of contradictions, collisions, and internal battles. But is it really worth stressing over everything? Do we really have that much energy to waste on endless inner conflict? That's what I want to talk to you about today. First of all, I am not a scientist, a professor, or a psychologist. And maybe that's what makes this more real, more relatable. Maybe as we think through these questions together, we can come to some answers side by side. So, what is life really? If you Google it or ask Wikipedia, it will say, life is a core concept in biology and philosophy. It's the active existence of matter from birth to death, characterized by properties of the living, physical and chemical processes that enable metabolism, cell division, or reproduction. Doesn't say much, does it? So let's look at it more subjectively then. Life is us. We are life, and that alone is amazing. Each of us appeared in this world almost by chance. Even though life is a shared concept, each one of us experiences it in our own unique way. That means every human being is unique, and that's something we should all understand and accept. Remind yourself, you are unique. Everything you do is unique, because that exact moment in time, the actions you are taking right now, they will never happen again. That makes even the small thing significant, doesn't it? And what if I told you that almost everything we do affects other people? Whether we like it or not, we are constantly influencing the lives of those around us. This too is important to accept. There are no insignificant people, only actions that have more or less impact. Okay, now try this. Stop your thoughts for just a moment. Let go of all your inner conflicts. Does that make you or anyone else feel worse? Of course not. So if it's that easy to feel a moment of peace, even just for a few seconds, why not try to practice it every day? Sure, we can't eliminate all contradictions inside ourselves. We are human after all. But who says we have to? Sometimes those contradictions help us make better decisions. What we should avoid is spiraling, overthinking. That's where the real damage begins. So, how do we stop overthinking? That's a hard question, and there is no one-size-fits-all answer. The solution is usually individual or specific to a certain group of people. But let's ask ourselves, is it useful to keep spinning thoughts in your head? Does it ever lead to clarity or anything helpful? In my opinion, not really. It just wears you out, and then maybe your stress ends up affecting someone else too. Why do we even do it? This endless overthinking. Let's simplify. That's just how we are built. Everyone has their own reasons, but usually it's something unresolved inside us. If you dig deep and face the truth without lying to yourself, the cycle stops. We overthink because something inside us refuses to accept reality. We fear that acceptance will hurt, shock us, or throw us of balance. But the truth is, we are already hurting by avoiding the truth. Let me give an example. Imagine Ashley suspects John is cheating on her. She doesn't confront him. Instead, she spends her days and nights consumed by thoughts, replaying that moment she saw lipstick on his collar. What does that give her? Endless guessing, pain, and maybe even coldness toward John, who might not even deserve it. But if Ashley took a moment to really reflect, she might understand why she hasn't asked him directly. She's afraid the answer might confirm her fears. But is that a reason to torture herself and him in the process? No, of course not. Ashley could stop all of it by facing her worry and talking to John. And maybe it turns out the lipstick was from his niece at the wedding. Or I don't know, maybe it's not even was a lipstick. Regardless of the outcome, the longer she waits, the more she'll regret not acting sooner. So I hope I have made one thing clear. Never postpone questions that are tearing you up inside. Whether they are about love, health, your career, or anything else, don't let them rot in silence. Now, before we finish, I want to briefly talk about loneliness. Don't be afraid of it. The truth is, we are all alone in some way. Even before we open up to someone, we wrestle with that decision alone, in the quiet corners of our minds. So solitude isn't something to fear. Fearing it is like fearing life itself. What is important, though, is not shutting yourself away. Try to surround yourself with people, share your feelings with them, don't carry the weight of your thoughts and contradictions alone. Because I always say, every person in your life is an answer to at least one of your questions. Trust others, even if it feels impossible sometimes. We only get one life, and it's far too short to live it in fear of being yourself.